WCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Shift your consciousness. And now, Metaphysical Minds with Shea Barker.
I need to move. I need to wake up.
Insight and interviews with the greatest metaphysical minds in the world.
248-545-SOUL.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Something's got to break up.
Everybody, welcome to tonight's show. This is your host, Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. It is June 26th, and been a pretty gorgeous day here on the East Coast, and I hope that most of you can share that. I know my guest tonight is actually out on the West Coast, so I'll find out how the weather is down there in just a minute, but or over there, I should say, in just a moment. But I want to go ahead and bring her on, and honestly, this lady really needs no introduction. She's a 27-year television veteran. She has been seen on the arm of a very famous man as well, Well, I'm going to announce her before I announce him, so let me just get right to it. I'm going to bring on Rochelle Carson Begley. Welcome to Metaphysical Minds.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Might need to say who I've been seen on the arm of, because
yes,
that's probably who I am most famous.
You have been seen. No, I don't think so, because you have a huge, huge, huge fan base. So, but folks, obviously, Ed Begley Jr. Is Rochelle's husband. And, you know, he is fantastic in what he does as well. But you know what? This show is all about you tonight. So let's let's focus on that. And for the folks out there listening that may be just tuning in, or even my regular listeners, you guys know already that Metaphysical Minds is about shifting our consciousness, both as a humanity and on an individual level. And you might be kind of scratching your heads thinking, well, why Rochelle, you know, Carson Begley on Metaphysical Minds? And actually, the answer is quite simple. She has taken on a green movement, so to speak, which is, of course, all about protecting the earth and preserving that which we have. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in the show. But, you know, before I do that, I do want to give out your website, Rochelle. And the main one to refer people to for you is RochelleCarson.com, correct?
RochelleCarsonBegley.com. Yeah, I actually added the Begley. I haven't legally added it, but it. I'm such a Libra. I can't commit. What can I say?
Yeah, you know, okay.
I have my options. Rochelle Carson. I like my name, but you know, I have a daughter by Begley, so there we are.
There you go. Well, either way, all they have to do is Google you, and they'll find you. So it's not. I mean, it's not like
yes.
Obscure, you know, you can definitely be found.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, before we get into the whole green thing, I want to talk a little bit about you, and obviously the show is you know, this is about spiritual consciousness and such, and I want to ask you, I mean, you have been doing what you do, literally being in the television world forever. I mean, it seems like forever, you know, over 27 years. And I mean, and I don't say that disrespectfully, like you're some old,
No, I'm old, but it's okay. Go ahead. I've been at it a long time. Yes.
Yeah. And which is, that is tremendous to be able to say in the industry, because as you well know, people come and go, you know.
As we all know, it's not an easy industry, no question about it. And I really do think I'm in it for a different, and I know it manifested the last couple of years, but I was sticking in this business for a whole nother reason, and the reason was clear to me when we did Living with Ed, and we've continued to take that on and do other things now with it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there were a lot of lean years there going, why am I continuing to do this? Beating my head against the wall here. But, you know, it all sort of came together when you put entertainment and your talent and your craft with your purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what happened when we did Living with Ed.
Exactly.
So, you know, it sort of sunk up. It was fun. It was entertaining, but it also was about what we believed in, you know, which is the sustainability of the planet and about just living, you know, as Ed likes to say, live simply so others can simply live, you know, that just, you know, conserve and be conscious.
Yeah, exactly. And that is what the show is really all about, is you know, raising that consciousness for, you know, not just for us here now in existence on this planet, but literally for generations to come. And I know that, you know, in Living with Ed, that was obviously on Discovery's Planet Green. I mean, you guys go through the whole gamut, the solar-powered house, the, you know, the electric car, the, you know, the recycling and you know, all that good stuff. And I know that you've supported many, many charities, you know, the Green Wish and Alzheimer's and, you know, Waterkeepers and
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. We could go to charity events and be giving, you know, 24/7. I mean, so many causes. So one does have to pick and choose. But, yeah, with, you know, it's not that, you know, Living with Ed just happened to be a pseudo reality in that it's real. We live this way. We always had an electric car. We always had a solar house. We have all these things that I just sort of take for granted now. And someone a few years ago said, well, this I think is sort of interesting because not everyone's doing this. And I just sort of forget that not every, you know, most days I don't think about it. So, you know, and they say, well, I think it would be interesting to have, you know, cameras and let's do a little show. And us being actors, that wasn't a foreign idea to us. So, and then we got to showcase and highlight a lot of interesting things that, you know, green, like a dairy farm that uses methane, recycles their methane to fuel the plant. I mean, there are people out there, you know, looking and doing things innovatively. They really are taking this crisis on personally, and it is a crisis.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's a personal crisis. It's a global crisis, but it is one. What can we do today, each of us? What individually can we do? You know, and that is, some days it's, you know, nothing more than taking a walk instead of getting in your car, and some days it's nothing. It's nothing. But most day, you know, every day we do something. So not only does it help the planet, but you feel better about yourself doing it.
Yeah, and. I mean, absolutely, you would, just on a general everyday thing. And I can, you know, it's interesting what you said earlier in the show. You've always been doing this. You've always lived in a solar-powered home. You've always had the electric car. Now, going
back, since I've lived with Ed, and that's been 19 years. So it hasn't been, I mean, prior to that, I was, you know, as clueless as anyone else.
Right.
You know.
But I still find it pretty progressive for 19 years ago. Because, I mean, gosh, when you think back, 19 years ago was not exactly a time for, you know, any concern about the environment, really. I mean, it was just kind of, I think it was just kind of breaking a little bit. But did you find that, and you and Ed both, I mean, in Hollywood, did you find that people were looking at you like you were strange, or
absolutely. I mean, I remember very early on, one of my second dates with Ed or something, we went out to dinner with a very famous rock and roll person who happened to be an environmentalist, and he was Don Henley from the Eagles. I'll mention his name. And I, you know, I'm very adversarial, so I just sort of took it on. I said, you know what, I mean, they were talking about the Walden Woods Project, which is a nonprofit that Don is very involved in. And I just, you know, went at them. I said, you know, me being the young punk that I was back then, I'm like, you know, it's easy for you to get behind a green event, you know, the environment. It's a very safe thing to stand for. But what about, you know, poverty and racism and, you know, and sexism and all the world's ills? And Don said something very astute and profound to me. He said, you know, without the environment, we have nothing. So it's this incredible place that we all can come together on and agree that we all should have the right, fundamental right as a human being to breathe clean air and drink clean water and not abuse or, you know, for our the people that we live with, not abuse the planet or tear it up or consume more than is our share. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, those around us can live better and those to come will live better.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very, I got it. I mean, I got it a little bit in that moment, but it took, it's a process, about the penny dropping. But it's the environmental movement is akin to any spiritual movement. Of course it is. Any Native American the Native Americans and any indigenous people, their spirituality comes from the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Earth and the planets and the, nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First and foremost.
Millions of years it goes
mm-hmm.
back to. Now, with your balancing this ritzy, glitzy Hollywood lifestyle and LA and planes, trains and automobiles and everything, and obviously constantly being in the public eye, did you find that for your own personal, centering and spirituality and such that it was a difficult, or it has been, because obviously it still is, a difficult balance to kind of have that quiet space?
I think, yes, absolutely. I mean, when you're in Hollywood or the public eye, you're very prone to think that your value is outside. I mean, I think that's a human problem, is that we put our value outside ourselves, that what you think about me is more important than what I feel about myself, and or appearances or all these external things that we or if I'm working, if I have a job, or if I'm youthful enough, or all of these externals to validate my internal, to make me an okay person. And clearly that's the lesson in the lifetime, and I've taken it on, full blown coming to Hollywood, because this is the mecca of that. But the lesson here is to really come to, it's an inside job. And if you don't develop some spiritual core, some kind of connection to self, connect to the universe, whatever you want to call it, spirit, I don't care what, something bigger than yourself, everyone has their own, Bill Maher thinks it's nothing more than his brain, that's fine, but it's not what he thinks, it's what he does. He's very generous, he gives back, all of those things. But if you don't connect up and start to know or start to work from this point of we're all connected, we're all the same, this inside job place, you will get eaten alive here, truly, because it is so, you can always look to someone who's got more money, more fame, more thinner, richer, sexier, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think L.A. and show business is the mecca of that, and that people come to it to learn that lesson.
Yeah, I totally agree. But it's unfortunate that I think many don't learn it because they're so caught up in everything else. So I just think it's really.
Well, they may not learn it in front of us or in the time that we see them. But let me guarantee you, I see a lot of people who used to be famous or who have worked, who've shifted onto other careers, and have gotten it. We just don't know that they've gotten it because they're out of the limelight.
Oh,
or they're shifting into something else, or they're retired, or they're dead from their own hand. I mean, definitely there is the casualty of, thinking that something's going to fix themselves from the outside.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely. So I totally, I think that really does make a lot of sense, because fixing yourself from the outside is really not possible. So, but I do want to talk to you. We have to take our first break of the evening, but we're going to talk about some of these green tips coming up that you've got on your website, and how people can, maybe they can't fix themselves from the outside, but they can help to fix the outside.
True, and they'll feel better about themselves in doing so.
That's right. So, folks, we're gonna go to break here. But when we come back, I mean, please definitely stay tuned, because we have a ton more to learn from my guest tonight, Rochelle Carson Begley. She can be found directly at RochelleCarsonBegley.com. So don't go away. We've got a lot more to learn, folks. Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds.
Om Times Magazine is a leading voice in the conscious community. Published twice a month, each issue is packed with articles about spirituality, healing, relationships, metaphysics, and new ways for you to grow to be the person you are intended to be. New articles are also posted daily on the website. Get connected at www.omtimes.com. Om Times, changing your vibration one article at a time.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by the Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Inner Realm Magazine is the place to see and to be seen in the New York, New Jersey metro area. The premier guide to exploring all aspects of holistic health, it will keep your finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest metaphysical happenings. You can pick up a free copy of Inner Realm Magazine in any of the holistic or metaphysical stores in the New York, New Jersey area. And if you'd like to advertise in Inner Realm Magazine, just contact Cheryl Arcodia directly at www.innerrealmmagazine.com.
Calling all healers. BestAmericanHealers.com is a brand new internet directory, and we are currently looking for the best healers in the nation. Our directory has limited availability in all states for all healing modalities. Join us today and be ranked among the best healers in the country. Visit BestAmericanHealers.com. That's BestAmericanHealers.com for details.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds with Shay Parker.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685.
Sing it out. Boy, you've got to see what tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Shay Parker here, Metaphysical Minds. My guest this evening is Rochelle Carson Begley. She may be found directly at RochelleCarsonBegley.com, or actually it looks like RochelleCarson.com goes there as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Either one of them would work, you know, just fine for you. But we've been talking a little bit tonight about Rochelle's sort of, I guess, I don't even want to say it lifestyle, because it's not really a style. It is who you are and what you are in your care and concern for all that is green. And obviously you you just wrapped your, what, third season of Living with Ed?
We did a few years ago. That's off because Planet Green is no longer, as you may know.
Right. They're no
which
longer.
Which is sad, but unfortunately the economy, you know, took care of that.
Yes, indeedy. So, mm-hmm. Well, speaking of shows, I know that one did wrap, but, I mean, Living with Ed did wrap, but I heard through the grapevine that you have another one possibly going to hit the networks, but it is available online right now, called On Begley Street.
Well, it's not available yet. It is going to be launched very, very soon. We've just wrapped 8 episodes. And we are going to start on our second set of episodes in the wonderful world of the web. It's webisodes, and they're, you know, 5 to 7 minutes a piece, which is a little easier to do. But we basically decided, you know, when Planet Green went way of the dodo, you know, what can we do ourselves? Why do we have to wait on a network to tell us that, you know, we're okay, that we can, you know, give us the green light to go ahead and do programming, which I still believe there are people who want the information out there, and who better to give it? That's who I've always felt than Ed, because he is at the sort of center. He really is at the, you know, the heart of it all. And so we had this house that we were going to build on another season on Living with Ed. I bought it to, because the house that I live in, which if you ever watch the show, I totally would rag on this house that we lived in because it was too small. It was an old 1936 house. It was pretty much falling apart and in desperate need of a remodel. And so we decided instead of remodeling an old existing house that we would just put our money where our mouth is and build green from the ground up. You know, if we aren't going to do it, who is? So we took on that, and then our show was canceled. We're like, what are we doing? So we thought, well, you know what? So they canceled us, but they can't stop us. So we started shooting the process ourselves, just on spec, and now we have developed this, you know, web show. As a matter of fact, the web is almost even better because if there's we just put in a rainwater catchment, which is with this huge rainwater catchment on the property. It's put underground. It's a cistern that will catch what little rainwater we have here, but I think in coming years it's going to be even more desperate. But it looks like the one that we got looked like this big submarine, but it's underneath the ground, and we shot it, and that is a wonderful thing to reference, so it'll be on the internet, and if you ever want to show your contractor or your friends or whomever that what you want to hopefully one day get, you can just, you know, reference our show and show how we did it and where we went and the trials and tribulations of doing it. And that's what I wanted to do. It's really providing a service, but also entertainment in the process.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think that actually that's a fabulous idea, obviously, both for your home life, but also for the people that, you know, really are starting to wake up and you know, take this on as a, you know, a way of life, which I guess kind of is really a perfect segue into your green tips, because, you know, for those that may be out there that may not even know where to begin and you know, maybe listening in tonight and thinking, you know, I'd like to even do one thing that makes
right.
a difference.
I think that, you know, it's easy for us Hollywood types to, you know, put in a rainwater catchment, but, you know, there are people who are really, you know, aren't able or don't even own a home, so why would they even try? Or don't have the resources, clearly. I think one of the most important things is wherever you are in your, you know, in your home to be as toxic free as possible. So the first thing you can do is look under your kitchen sink and your bathroom sink and your cabinets and see what you're putting, one, down the drain, on your cabinets, on your countertops, what you're in turn ingesting, which are millions and millions of toxins and chemicals. So if you can clear out that, first and foremost, you're doing yourself and the planet a huge service. You know, getting, you know, non-toxic biodegradable soaps, paraben-free, all of those, that is one of the, using as natural a product as you can possibly use and get the job done. You know,
yeah.
Say you can't get away with your fan, you can't do your, use your van, you know, throw away your Fantastic, which, by the way, it's probably, should be put in the hazardous waste. but, you know, so you can't go, you know, to totally eco-friendly. You know, there are many shades of green. The more you do, the better it is, in terms of, you know, for you and your health. I believe this about the environmental movement. I believe women come to the environmental movement for a couple of reasons. Most, and certainly this is my experience, first and foremost is for their family's health and their own health. They know someone that's gotten cancer. They, obviously, who doesn't know someone that has cancer at this point? Or they have some people are having outrageous allergies and all of this oversensitized to the chemicals that's in our environment. So they come to it from the health, more of a health point of view, and men tend to come to the environmental movement from an energy savings point of view. I mean, certainly that's not to say that either of those don't care about the other. It's just what I've observed, and certainly it's the truth in my family. Mm-hmm. So my first thing, what I say, is go under your sinks and get rid of your toxins as best you can.
Yeah.
Ed would say change a light bulb. He would say change out your, you know, incandescent light bulb to an LED, preferably, or even a compact fluorescent.
Right.
You know, I have light bulbs in my house that are 20 years old.
Oh, wow.
Good. I wish they would die, but they won't die. But they're old, and they don't consume a lot of energy. And that is really what Ed likes to say, is picking the low-hanging fruit. That's the least, that's so doable, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's so important to do.
What about I've heard this argument a lot where people use, for instance, they'll clean off their kitchen counters or tables with, you know, some type of a bleach, you know, based kitchen spray to make sure they get or Lysol or whatever.
Sure.
So for those out there that are saying, well, I'm not going to clean with, you know, vinegar and lavender or whatever because it's not going to disinfect.
Okay, well, we've over-disinfected. We've done ourselves a big disservice with using all these disinfectants, by the way. We're actually creating much bigger problems with this stuff. But, okay, so say you have to disinfect for whatever reason. There are natural disinfectants. There are things called, you know, tea tree oil is one of them. It definitely is a natural disinfectant. Listen, bleach works for certain things. Every once in a while, use the bleach. Just don't use it every day.
Yes.
Don't make it just your mindless part of your routine. If you needed to, you know, you've got a pair of white pants that have a stain in them, and nothing else is going to do it. But do it sparingly and do it consciously.
Mm-hmm.
These, obviously, you know, bleach isn't the worst thing. There are much worse things. That's the first thing. Then you start to think about going to the dry cleaners. Start to not, you know, dry cleaning fluid is one of, perchloroethylene is outlawed in California, but what they've done is not only, they just switched to a less toxic cleaner. It's just not as toxic as pure chloroethylene. So there's many things to start to think about, but you have to think about, one, if you can't think about anyone else, think about your own health. Think about, you know, those chemicals sitting on your skin, which is the biggest organ in the body, and seeping through. They administer medicines through your skin. So, you know, you can't get all the cleaning fluids out of your dry cleaning. If you smell it, it's there. So it's seeping into your pores.
It definitely is. I mean, you even walk past a dry cleaner. You don't even have to go in, and boy, that scent is like...
Right. And now there are options. Now we have green water-based cleaners that actually work. I have been there. I've had my clothes cleaned by them. And they clean and they don't ruin your clothes. And it's amazing. It definitely works. And there's no chemicals in the process. Now, there is a huge chemical lobbyist in, you know, dry cleaning is huge business.
Sure.
So... you're going up against these big corporations. Mm. The chemical corporation is huge.
Yep.
And like they have us by the throat.
Yeah, I know. Well, I am convinced, you know, my mother actually passed of stage 4 cancer in September. And, I am convinced that somewhere out there the cure for cancer does exist, and it's already been proven in a lab. I firmly believe this, and people say that it's terrible of me to say, but I think that because cancer is such a like a trillion-dollar business now?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say this, but I would not be surprised if they're just purposely hiding the cure because it's such a moneymaker. I mean,
you have to think. I mean, I don't know if I go that far but I don't say I don't believe it. I don't, you know, I'm like, I have to still wonder, you know, what the level of greed is, you know, we find out many things years after the fact that, you know, that we thought were impossible. They would never do that. Well, sure enough, they did. You know, money is a very powerful tool for good and for evil. So it's quite possible. So let's just take our power back a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
I love that.
And that is what you're doing when you, and I don't even like to use the word green because it's such a sort of silly term. It's not, it's just being smart. It's just being aware. It's being a responsible citizen to yourself and to your neighbor.
Yeah, and to the all the animals and the plants and the everything else that, that shares this earth. And we're here long before we ever were. So, you know, so.
Yeah, and long before the chemist created chemicals.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've done a pretty good job in destroying a lot in the last 60, 70 years, you know, 100 years that we've been tampering with this these toxins.
We sure have. We sure have. Well, we are. We do have to take our second break of the evening, folks, and we're going to come back with Rachel, and we're going to talk. I'm sorry, Rochelle. What am I saying, Rachel?
Oh, everyone does it. I answered to Rachel too. Rochelle. I was named after Rachel Carson, so it's it's an honor.
No. Rochelle, it is. That is who you are. And you know, folks, don't go away. We're going to come right back. We're going to pick up right where we left off, and we're going to get a little bit more into, you know, learning about how to take care of our environment and ourselves in the long run. So, folks, Rochelle Carson Bagley is my guest. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Take CBS Radio the sky with you wherever you go. Be sure to download the radio.com app today from your mobile marketplace. And when you really want to know more, 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 be sure to visit newskyradio.com. Get in deep with exclusive articles and Sky News. Get your weekly horoscope and the inside scoop on host events. Radio.com and newskyradio.com. Stay connected.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
This is Metaphysical Minds with Shay Barker.
248-545-SOUL. New horizons, no boundaries.
Pain every day.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds. And my guest this evening is Rochelle Carson Begley. She can be found directly at RochelleCarsonBegley.com or even just RochelleCarson.com. And just so you know, Rochelle is spelled R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E. And then, of course, Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N. And then Begley is B-E-G-L-E-Y.com. So, folks, definitely check her out there. I've been talking to Rochelle this evening. I mean, here we have a 27-year Hollywood veteran. She's been in so many different things. Her filmography is incredibly impressive. And obviously, Mr. Ed Begley Jr. is her husband. And we've been talking a little bit about how they literally live their life, you know, being conscious of the planet and what they, even down to what they clean their house with, recycling, you know, the whole nine yards. And folks, you can find some phenomenal green tips on Rochelle Carson Begley.com that are just fantastic ways to, even if you just want to start out in this and you know, take some extra steps to preserve the environment and yourselves, definitely check out the green tips that can be found on that website, because they're really, really ingenious, some of them. I really like the little tricks with saving water and all that good stuff. But I want to jump back into the interview here with you, Rochelle, because I guess what I would like to ask is your opinion, as far as, I know that you guys have been doing this for, you know, 20 odd years or so, more or less, you know.
Oh, I've been doing it since 1970.
Oh, well then there you go.
Yeah. So I mean, I just came out. I'm a late comer.
30 plus years. Yeah. Yeah. So what I want is your opinion of, I know that you're in this, and you're in this in a big, big way, and doing the show with, you know, with Ed, and I know it's no longer airing right now, but surely you came across probably thousands and thousands of people, you know, across the U.S., across the world even. Do you find that there's a major difference now with people that are really wanting to take a conscious effort, or do you think it's more of a slow trickle to change?
That's a good question. I think there's a major difference. I do. I think people do it more automatically than ever before, and they don't even realize that they're doing something positive and sustainable, like one is recycling. Everyone almost, you know, unless you're really just pissed off that you have to, most people recycle to some degree. Maybe they don't do it 100% every day, but they do a little bit because it's, you know, the cities and states provide the bins for us, or they put it in a trash receptacle that they know is going to be recycled. So they're doing it not even knowing. So I think there is so much more awareness. And just by virtue of how many people own Priuses. I mean, yes, maybe they don't want to spend the money on the gasoline, and maybe they want to save money on gas, but who cares why? Just what matters is they do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that does make sense. Now, what about globally, though? Do you see, I mean, I don't know, with your programs and all the things that you support, do you guys ever travel and do kind of, you know, eco seminars or tips or anything like that on a global basis? Or is it more, obviously, I know the television shows have been a huge outlet for you. So
yeah. Well, Ed really doesn't like to go too many, you know, the carbon footprint from traveling. I, on the other hand, love to travel. And, you know, he just doesn't like to use the fossil fuel. However, America is really not the forerunner in this area.
Right.
we're behind, you know, Canada, you know, Europe has been doing this at a necessity longer than us. The European community has outlawed a lot of toxins that we have been able to use, you know, long before we ever did.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're not the forerunners in this. There's certainly many places in the world much worse off. India, third world countries, you know, that have huge populations that just can't even feed their people, much less think about doing any environmental legislation or environmental policy. Although they're unfortunately are our worst contributors, India, China, Yeah, Russia to some degree. But Europe is, and Canada are really to be commended. They are, certainly Canada, you know. I lived in Canada, so I know. I mean, I remember seeing my first recycling bin in Canada, not here. Wow. This was in, you know, the early 90s. I was like, oh, that's so nice of them. Isn't that nice? You know. But globally, it is changing, and it when I travel, I do see it. You know, I do see people taking pride in it. Countries, you know, Paris. You know, the green. You don't go to Paris thinking there's going to be an eco, environmentally friendly hotel, but there is. You know, they're taking pride in really joining this community. You know, the eco summit that happened just recently in Brazil. I mean, and what Brazil has done with ethanol and, you know, changing up. It does not matter what gets you in the tent. All that matters is you're in the tent. The feeling about it will change if you do it. Meaning, they may do the ethanol out of necessity because they can't afford the gasoline or whatever, but it's working. It's working. It's getting a whole community. It's getting a whole nation off of fossil fuel. Yeah. And their economy is doing pretty good.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, I know that globally the economy worldwide is not doing so great, but that's not because people went green. Trust me on that one.
Yeah, no. I think that's pretty much a given.
From greed.
Yeah,
and
not
over-speculation.
Green. Indeed. Well, now let's touch on that a tiny bit. Politically, we've got, I guess, about 3 minutes until we've got to go to break, our last break of the night. But politically, where do you see us going? I mean, not overall, but just in relation to our topic tonight. Do you find that a lot of the politicians are very supportive, or do you find that there's more, blockages in the way, so to speak?
I think that what's happened, because the economy just really tanked the last several years, is that people, the politicians have shied away. I mean, Obama ran on it, ran on clean jobs. I mean, you know, he really did. And I don't believe that he's changed his opinion about that. I really believe that he still wants clean jobs. I mean, it's obvious, you know. But, you know, Lisa Jackson from the EPA, who he appointed, is amazing, and they're working really hard to get the message out. The problem is that there is a lot of conservative backlash with this, and saying that they're saying that it is a Democrat issue, and it's not. It's a people issue. There's a term for this. I can't remember what it is, but nonetheless, it is. So people have backed off of it because it is so polarizing. You know, it's a leftist thing. It's of course, quite absurd. But, you know, and there's this, you know, there's no global warming. Go back into your houses. There's nothing to see, kind of thing, that feeling.
Yeah.
But truly, I do believe, God, you know, that if, in fact, he is reelected, there will be more focus on environmental issues.
Yeah.
Because he can. He'll be freed up. He won't have to worry about getting reelected.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that is.
No, but we have to put our money where our mouth is. We have to support him. He's done a lot of really incredible policy and a lot of great changes for this country. And now, you know, it's up to us to continue and elect those politicians who do take a stand on the environment.
Yeah.
Because if they're not willing to take a stand on the environment, then they're not willing. They're really scared, and it takes a lot of courage to come out and say, "No, I do believe that the globe is heating up, and that I do believe that the polar ice caps are melting, and I do believe the scientists with PhDs behind their names who are telling us, or screaming at the top of their lungs, the sky is falling from this, you know, and there is something to see, and this is real.
Yeah.
It is real."
It is real. It definitely is. And
nothing more. Hey, so you don't care about the global warming, go to any beach in the world and see the amount of plastic that washes up on it. If you don't care, maybe you just don't want your vacation ruined with a bunch of plastic on your beach. If nothing more than that, that's a reason to get involved.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. And, you know, whatever it takes, I guess that's really the key here. So, well, last break of the evening's coming up, folks, and I do want you to stay tuned because during the last segment I want to cover, I want to talk a little bit more about you and Ed as the kind of power couple in the eco-friendly world and kind of how that all came about. So stay tuned, folks. We've got Rochelle Carson-Begley of RochelleCarsonBegley.com with me tonight, and we're going to learn a little bit more about her very, very famous celebrity relationship here, and one that is extremely long-lasting, which I think is fantastic. So, folks, stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds.
Do you need psychic advice but don't know where to find an accurate, ethical reader? At BestAmericanPsychics.com, we've done the homework for you. Shea Parker's Best American Psychics is an exclusive internet directory of elite psychics, offering our customers only the best. Every psychic on our directory has undergone two separate test readings in order to prove that they meet the excellence level we require for membership. Visit us today at BestAmericanPsychics.com. We see so you can believe. Om Times Magazine is a leading voice in the conscious community, published twice a month. Each issue is packed with articles about spirituality, healing, relationships, metaphysics, and new ways for you to grow to be the person you are intended to be. New articles are also posted daily on the website. Get connected at www.omtimes.com. Om Times, changing your vibration, one article at a time.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds with Shea Parker.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685.
Wednesdays are wonderful on The Sky. At 1 p.m. Eastern Time, New Sky Radio presents Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to clear a path to divine consciousness. There are three different modalities Lori Houston uses to attain this connection. Lori will guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings. Raise and shift your level of consciousness. Afterlife, Real Life takes the air at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Practical metaphysics, readings, guests, spirit topics for modern life. Come and visit with Trish and Stephanie as they explore a practical and unique approach to developing your personal mechanism and communicating with spirits in today's modern world. Live from Mount Shasta, Washington, it's Mystic Radio featuring spiritual mother Robin Alexis and her husband Bob Bordenero. Callers from all over the world join in the conversation. Be sure to tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at NewSkyRadio.com. New Sky Radio, NewSkyRadio.com. New Horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and Radio.com.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
This is Metaphysical Minds with Shea Parker.
248-545-SOUL.
New Horizons, no boundaries.
Welcome back, everybody. We are at the top of the hour, which means the final segment of the show. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in here tonight. And I absolutely want to thank my guest for taking this past hour and spending with all of us. Rochelle Carson-Begley, folks. She can be found directly at RochelleCarsonBegley.com. Or simply RochelleCarson.com as well. You can also find her on Facebook under Rochelle Carson, I believe. Or it might be Rochelle. Yeah, it's under Rochelle Carson. You could find her there. And obviously, you can just Google her and you'll find her.
And we also have our website, the new show. It is not, the show isn't up and running, but we have the website up, which is on BegleyStreet.com.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah, so you can start to see when it's going to be airing and, you know, what we're doing. So we're going to be posting a lot there.
Excellent. Okay, so on BegleyStreet.com, folks, is where you need to go to check that out. And, you know, let's talk about this a little bit. I know that you and Ed have been, this really has been a way of life for you. And throughout your marriage, which obviously, you know, you're a celebrity couple. You're known pretty much everywhere you go, I would imagine. And I wanted to ask you, because, you know, being eco-friendly is such a huge, huge component in your lives, do you feel that this was a bit of a glue for your marriage because you do have such similar views on this?
Well, I have to say, it wasn't in the beginning because it wasn't, I didn't have such similar views. I always respected Ed for his commitment, but I also thought, oh my God, this is a little obsessive, don't you think? I mean, I really did, you know, so I went along with it sort of like, well, if I'm going to hang with Ed, this is what I'm going to do because he's not going to do it any other way. I mean, one of our first dates, I had to take a city bus. Now, city buses in L.A. aren't like city buses in Manhattan.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
They're not easy to do, by the way.
No.
You know, that kind of thing. So it was sort of like after the novelty of it all wore off, I'm like, what? What did I sign up for? you know, and that's where I always go back to because I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, my fantasy of a house was Tara from Gone with the Wind. I mean, I am not your typical environmentalist. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it has worked on me over the years. I have gotten it through just, you know, being with, if you want to be with him, this is what we're going to do. And obviously I stayed in it long enough to see that, you know, to hear the music of it and to come around. Mm-hmm. And clearly I wouldn't live any other way now, but it's definitely been a bone of contention many times. But now, but then we turned, you know, we took lemons and that, and we turned it into lemonade with our show. I mean, that, you know, we took the conflict, which was, of course, heightened a bit, you know, on me being the adversary there. I was, you know, I live this way. I'm not, you know, bugging him about changing every day. I mean, but I do think that if you're going to be green and you're going to do sustainable living and all that, do it creatively and make it chic. I mean, why do you have to sacrifice? It should look good. You should feel good. You know, Ed doesn't care about the look at the aesthetics of anything. Trust me.
Oh my God, you're so funny. That's hilarious. I know it's that's so true. But I love it because you bring sexy to eco friendly, which is cool.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. No, you've nailed it. You've got it. So, well, speaking of eco friendly, I know that you guys have some products as well. So tell us a little bit about those.
Right. Well, we had a product called Begley's Best, which Ed created and did it. And, you know, he found that he just didn't have time for it. He got so busy speaking around the country and working. So we took a friend of ours took it over, and it was called Begley's Earth Responsible Products. And they're starting to, we have a McGelson's here on the West Coast, and they're starting to be nationwide. You also can go to the website. And there's a whole line of products from four kinds of dishwashing liquids, various scents, lemon, lavender, to, you know, hand soaps, to window cleaner, to surface cleaners, all the highest quality and the most green we could get because we were getting certifying, we had to go through the certification through Whole Foods, and they were getting very strict with what they were going to allow on their shelves. So we geared it for the ultimate. It is the greenest of greens, and it still works really well. So it's effective and green.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So it's Begley's Earth Responsible Products.
Okay, great. And now they're on your website?
No, that's their website. It is its own website. Begley at edbegley.com. That's his website. You can see it, too.
Okay, great. Wonderful. And I'm sure, like I said, anybody out there listening, you can just Google this. And I mean, you'll find it right away. So it's not like you have to remember all these websites. Just,
no.
You know, just go on there.
Plug it in. You'll see it.
Yeah, it'll pop up for you.
Cleaning products, you know.
Indeed, yeah, that's the marvel of Google. So it's fantastic. Well, now I do want to congratulate you as well because I know that you have a cover issue of Om Times magazine coming out, which is the nation's largest conscious living magazine, and it is also a green magazine. So there you go. It fits.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's fantastic, and nobody could fit the bill more for that, because I think really what you're doing is just it's phenomenal for the planet, and I know that the beauty of, like you said earlier, this affects everything on Earth. I mean, it's the plants, it's the trees, right. It's the water, it's the, our children, our pets, our everything,
everything we care about, let's put it that way. I like to think everything that means something.
Exactly. Yeah, indeed. And that really is it's a phenomenal cause to take on and to promote out there. So I guess we've only got about 2 minutes remaining in the show, so I want to give out your websites again really quickly. Folks, RochelleCarsonBegley.com is where you need to go. You can you can learn about anything that we've been discussing here on the show this evening. And certainly you can follow Rochelle on Facebook or Twitter, I'm sure, any of the
No, I'm not on Twitter. Can you believe it? Ed's on Twitter, so follow Ed. And then go to Begley, www.onbegleystreet.com to follow what we're doing with the show.
Yeah, on Begley Street. And I love that because you're continuing the spreading of the message, and that's really, really critical. So
hopefully in an entertaining way.
I absolutely. So, well, Rochelle, we're down to about 1 minute. So, final words of wisdom for those out there that may have listened tonight and this may have struck a chord with them. Is there any final thing you'd like to say to them this evening?
Well, I guess I'm just going to quote Ed and, pick the low-hanging fruit. Just do one thing. In doing something for the planet or for some in the environmental world, you're doing something positive, which makes you feel better about yourself, which builds your self-esteem, which makes this a better world. Mm-hmm. If stop thinking about it and do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, folks, you heard it here. Rochelle Carson Begley on Metaphysical Minds. Rochelle, I just want to thank you so very much. I know how busy you are, and it's been an honor to have you spend this past hour with us. And just thank you for all the work that you do to preserve
this planet. Thank you, Shay, for this. This is it's a great honor. I love metaphysics. I am certainly a disciple of metaphysics, and, it's all energy. It's we're all just energy, But let's be an energetic good force.
Absolutely.
Force for change.
Well said. Force for change. And that's what we're all about here, folks. Metaphysical Minds, Crusaders of Change. And we're going to go ahead and sign out. But, folks, stay tuned because I'm coming right back with Best of the Best. And I have an amazing psychic medium on tonight, Leanne Thomas. Thomason, I'm sorry. Oh, geez, I can't even get my names right tonight. I haven't been drinking. So, anyway, stay tuned, folks. We will be right back with Best of the Best coming up next. And Rochelle, you take good care, and we'll see you soon on OhmTimes.com.
Thank you very much, Shay.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.